Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. That's Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. I think that's the song she wrote for her brother.
Oh, really?
We just heard it a while ago, maybe a month ago. I recognize some of the lyrics
for
from
her brother?
Yeah, like, for her brother. She basically says, if you could see yourself the way that I do, you wouldn't wonder why people...
Think you're so awesome.
Think you're so amazing, basically, oh, yeah.
Nice.
There's a weird line in it, though, like, something about lie here. And I thought, oh, that seems wrong. But, you know, what do I know? You have to look at the lyric sheet. But that's, I want to say that's the song she wrote for her brother. And obviously he produced the thing because they worked together.
Yeah.
You'll always be safe as long as I'm around. I got you, Billy.
You know what's trippy? It's not really part of the story that...
No story.
She posted a video from Hawaii. Did you see that?
No.
And it's so this is a young lady. I don't know. Is she 17?
I think she
maybe
turned
she just turned 18.
18.
She just turned.
But
yeah.
she's made very public statements about how I dress like this because I'm not trying to sexualize myself.
Right.
And so she goes on vacation to Hawaii and posts a picture of her in Hawaii in a swimsuit, and the whole world flips out like, oh my God, she showed skin. And it's so unfortunate that here's a person as a performer that's just trying to let the music do the and then as a person who goes on vacation,
she can't post because
a picture
people
because
will see her stomach.
There's slight chest area visual in this particular it's just one of those things where boy, women can't win, can they?
There is no winning, Vinny. No winning.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft in San Francisco. They're proud to introduce Hunter Douglas window treatments to their product offerings. Get a $250 instant savings with your Hunter Douglas purchase today. Visit them in-store or online at floorcrafthome.com. That's floorcrafthome.com. Big doings on your TV as the national championship for college football happened last night. LSU wins. They are your national champs. Congratulations. And tonight, the final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses happens. So there'll be six people taking the stage from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight, if you're interested. The debate will air on CNN, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it if you want it.
And one of the big problems that you'll see if I show you this picture, this isn't even of all of them, but the color has been removed from the podiums.
It certainly has.
So
white people. Well, at least there's a woman on there. That's nice. And the old people are certainly represented.
That's for sure. But that's the argument people are making is...
Right. You know, I saw a thing that Cory Booker had said because he backed out of the race. And there he is with Rosario Dawson, his girlfriend.
Win!
Yeah, I know. That would have been like, right, he's winning either way. He's got Rosario. But how great would it have been to have First Lady Rosario Dawson?
I know.
Rosario Booker Dawson.
Oh, will they marry?
I don't know. Who All knows? Right. They like each other.
This story's been in the news a little bit, so I'll update you on it real fast. Deputies have evicted the squatting Oakland moms this morning.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it that it's not their house, but I really liked
story.
I just thought, good for them. It's a freaking vacant house, and they moved into it. Like, they needed a place to live. Was it Moms for Housing?
Or something.
That's right. Yep.
I'm
Moms,
sad to hear that.
Number four, housing is the group that they are in. They say it was an early morning raid. Sheriff's deputies evicted the group of mothers illegally occupying a vacant house in Oakland. It looks like some company bought the property for $500K at a foreclosure auction last year. So the house had been sitting empty, but the company was planning to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they'd pour a little bit of money into it, make it look a little better.
Let's put a little lipstick on
and
that.
Let it sit for a minute. Build a little equity in it and hopefully cash in with a profit of to the tune of six figures.
Sure.
Or
I'm
more.
Sure, right.
Who knows what that thing would have gone for. The women and their children moved into the three-bedroom house without permission in November, partly to protest the methods of speculators who say they snap up distressed homes and leave them empty despite the housing crisis.
Right. It's really... You know what? I really have been thinking about this a lot, mostly because of these people raising the awareness of that. There are vacant properties. I wonder if there would be some way for a company to get a tax break or some kind of like that you could give someone a year of housing or really reduced rate and get some kind of a tax break or a kickback of some kind to make it worth it. Like, I mean, it's a huge problem. And these poor, they're mothers, for God's sake. They have kids. We're talking about children getting thrown. Where are these people going to go now?
Well,
to a shelter? Yay.
I understand what you're saying. And for the point of a radio show and being devil's advocate, I bought that place.
Right.
It's not yours.
Right.
So get out.
Right.
It's that simple. I mean,
that's one
of those things where you go and.
But I'm saying if that company could have been offered some kind of kickback.
I understand. And that's something that should maybe be considered. And Gavin maybe has to somehow come up with ideas that are, you know, creative. But in the bottom line sense of it all is, let me get this straight. On one hand, being a landlord has become an like you're a tyrant.
Who wants to be a landlord anymore?
You're the enemy of the world if you're a landlord, right? And you give all the rights to the people who rent. Okay, well, then I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So the house will sit empty.
Right.
Have a good one. Well...
And I'm opposed to people moving into your house because it's empty.
Right.
Yeah.
But if there could be some kind of deal where people who are willing to work and need housing and, you know, they're not indigent and they're just looking to house their family. And if there could be some kind of a tax break for a corporation that owns multiple houses, whether they're flipping them or not, I don't know, whatever.
Yesterday,
I'm a dreamer.
It's tough. No, I'm not against what you're saying.
I understand their plight.
I just, the bottom line of it all is you can't stay in my house.
Right.
And what's weirder is, on top of that, if something happens to you while you're in my
I
house.
I know, now I'm responsible
now I'm the
for
one?
It.
Right, that's a good point.
So you were there illegally, and something happened to you, and now I got to foot the bill for that.
Right.
Now you're suing me.
I'd asked you to leave, but you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you tripped walking down the stairs in the front porch, mm-hmm. and now I'm in trouble.
Yesterday, the company was offering them 2 months of rent for some different
through Catholic
housing.
Charities and to pay for moving expenses.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office also offered services, and Moms for Housing rejected the offers.
Ooh.
They also had 5 days. They'd been given notice to get out. And they waited until they were removed. So, for the record, it wasn't like the police stormed the place with no warning. They'd
been
told.
Well, there was a lot of people assembled there trying to keep them in.
Yes, yeah. That was one of the things, too, that the article says. In recent days, supporters of the women had gathered in front of the house. But the bottom line, even though Wedgwood Inc. that owns the place had offered some options for them.
Which they didn't have to do. These are people who are squatting in their property. Even though they're nice ladies and they're kids. I don't know how nice they are, actually. I don't know them personally. But it's such an unfortunate situation. And it does chafe that there's so much homelessness and so many empty units.
Well, I don't know what the...
On the other hand, I totally see someone wanting to make a buck and you know, have their shot at the American dream and their, you know, it's capitalism.
Oh, that's them? Arm in arm in the front?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just really
it's chilly out there,
super
too.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's freezing out.
People are all bundled up.
But it looks like they got these ladies out with handcuffs.
Where are their kids?
I didn't see any kids.
I'm sure that they'd been. Oh, actually, the article said that they'd been taken out the night before.
Oh.
Oh, boy, I lost the article. Well, anyway.
So sad. It's just so disheartening that that's even where we're at, that people are.
Squatting?
Squatting happens, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just sad that it's, you know, these moms, this is how I'm thinking about it, because these ladies had to move into this place to, you know, put a roof over their kids' heads. And it's just, I don't know, it's really depressing. The whole homeless thing, like the $1 billion that Gavin's going to throw at it, I'm like, yeah, it just don't see money solving this. There's got to be something else.
I'm really curious to see how the navigation center works, the new one they just put up here on the Embarcadero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drove past it Sunday.
You did. Mm-hmm. It actually, you know, now that it's fenced off and it's built up, it looks like, okay, I would love to see that work out. It's there. Wouldn't it be great? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It hasn't even opened yet, has it?
No, I don't believe so.
So we'll know soon whether or not people are willing to go use it.
Right.
Because that's one of the issues.
Right.
More importantly is that when Gavin starts saying, hey, I've got space for you outside the city center, are you willing to come out here for it? Most will say, no.
Yeah,
you're moving me away from
my money sources.
Okay.
I think, though, even the homeless have to have noticed how many of them there are, and it's hard to, you know, what do I got, a roll of quarters in my pocket that I could, you know, you walk down Market Street at certain times, and really lots of places. I'm using that as an example because I've walked there and went, Jesus, I'm going to be out of money by the time I get mid-block.
I'll do you one better. Who's even carrying money?
Right.
I don't even have... Ask Yuzette. I got no money.
He never has money.
Well, do you have PayPal or Venmo? You guys can certainly transfer some funds that way if you needed to.
I never ask Vinny for money because he never has it.
Do you have a PayPal? You guys could get hooked up.
I got some PayPal, but I don't.
Uzi?
You know.
I got Venmo.
Oh, well, get a Venmo.
I don't want another thing.
Get another thing. It's the same company. Just set up Venmo. So many people are such bitches about it. They got to have their Venmo.
You know, Vinny, I might be mistaken. That navigation center might have opened late December.
Oh.
I haven't seen anybody either, but look.
It actually.
An article. That
didn't
says,
seem to be activity on Sunday when I drove.
No, I don't know.
It's sort of fenced off, though. It would be actually sort of hard to see if there were a lot of people using it.
Well, the smart thing about that is because it's fenced off, there's a large quad or middle area where there's people can hang
like
during the day.
Type
a courtyard, right. Uh-huh. So that may actually keep people in one place.
Right.
And
well,
that's a good thing.
Except that there aren't a lot of people walking by to hit up for money.
Right. Top things we're worse at because of technology. The number one thing is remembering passwords.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
It's remembering any sequence of numbers. I used to know 5,000 people's telephone numbers. Like, you just knew the telephone number.
Remembering other people's phone numbers is number two.
I don't
on the
know
list of
either of my kids' phone numbers.
Things we're worse at.
I know,
because
I don't know John's phone number.
I know John's because he's had it for so long.
Handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
Handwriting, because we don't write stuff down anymore, is at number four.
My hand gets tired so fast now.
Knowing how to spell certain words, because we all have spell check.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that get me are the words that spell check doesn't know.
I know.
There are ones where I'm like, you don't know how to spell this. I went into this expecting you to be able to help me. Let me see if I can find... This happened to me just last night. And I had to check a word, and it didn't know how to help me with it.
Oh,
what word?
I was like, oh, hold on, I'm looking for it. Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. condescending.
What? It didn't know how to spell condescending?
Do you know how to spell it?
condescending.
Right. The SC was the thing I wanted to check, and it wasn't give. So I put S without C, and it didn't show me a correction.
It. You know, autocorrect is a little presumptuous as well. And I hate the thing where there's words up the top that you can pick. I'm like, I don't pick those. Can I get rid of those? Because I keep hitting them by accident, and then there's extra words in my... technology, it's amazing. I'm actually complaining about the magic that happens in my hand.
Math is another thing we're worse at because we all have calculators on our phone.
Yeah. No, me and Brenner are awesome at math.
Remembering our own phone number.
I know mine. I've had it for so long.
Remembering who starred in movies and TV because now we just quickly Google them in order to get the information we need.
We couldn't even think of the Thelma and Louise as a title.
Know.
I think that's just noun laws were old.
Being able to slow down and relax because of technology.
Oh, that's not true. I read my book on my phone and stuff, and I feel like that's it's nice. I sat in the dressing room waiting for my son yesterday at the Gap. I just sat in the dressing room, read my book.
And my last point.
I was very relaxed.
How to completely stop and do nothing for a while.
Oh, that's true. If your phone's with you, you just wind up picking
that
up.
Instead of sitting there waiting for your son, you're like, well, let me look at this.
I read my book. Was
direction
nice.
Should be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I'll follow that thing up a cliff.
Yep, me too. I love it. That's the best thing about our phones,
right?
In my opinion.
If you had to rank everything. No, it's great. And having a camera with you at all
times. Well, I'm
not
a kid right now, but I'm sure the kids with the nudity on the phones, they got to be in heaven. They're probably like, oh my God.
I'll give up directions for this.
This is the best thing in the world. You want to see Holly Etchegoyen's boobs? Here. They're right here.
Who's Holly Etchegoyen?
Some chick from my seventh grade, but I imagine.
I mean, her boobs all the time.
You know, no, I never saw them, but that's
I'm
the point.
You imagine
these
them.
Kids are all. Right?
Sadly, yes. I wonder if someday there's going to be an age when you can actually have your own phone. Like, parents will say, you got to be a kid for a while, and you know, age 18.
Well, I'm going to try that, but, you know, once
everybody else has them.
The fight gets loud enough,
yeah.
Dad runs for his bedroom.
Mm. Let mom handle that.
No, I mean, she'll get the phone. Mm. Like, what am I going to do? Somebody's got to go to sleep around here and get up and commute into the city.
Yep.
The other thing is that, yeah, you did that. The other thing is
for that my lady.
We rely on our phones so much just to track our children. Like, I always thought, you know, it was just coming into it. So, when did iPhones come out? In 05, 06? By the time my kids were like in fourth, fifth grade, it was just so much easier for me to park down the street and be like, yeah, I'm parked out in front of them, you know. And then they would walk down, I wouldn't have to deal with the queue at the school. Make the kids get a little exercise, walk a quarter mile down the street.
Wow.
I'm down here.
iPhone was released 2007.
07 mm-hmm. is the first iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed everything.
Yeah.
One decade plus.
Yep.
It's insanity. In 07, you were still telling people how to write down their directions. Maybe you had a TomTom or, you know, what was it?
Garmin Nuvi.
Yep.
Yeah. My mom still has hers.
Why?
Because.
She doesn't have a place to
hang
her phone.
She bought one in 2007.
Oh, boy. I'm sure it still works.
Still good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Driving from.
I can't believe 07.
Down south. She's like, do you want to use my thing? I'm like, no, Mom. I think I got this. She pulls out this Garmin device that's the size of an iPad.
Yeah.
You want to use this, honey? I'm like, nah, I think we just go north. We're good.
Hit the 5 and go.
That's cute.
Is it?
Do you guys go on the 5 or do you take the 101?
We've done the 101, but it takes longer. So
it's a nicer drive, so pretty.
The one time we did 101, I think it was because of the Malibu fire. Something was happening where I thought, if we end up having to... Maybe it was a rainstorm. Anyway, it was like, if we have to stop along the way and stay in a hotel, we want to be on 101, not on 5.
Right.
So that's why we took 101.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to stop, so it worked out. But, you know, the 5 is not... It's not luxury travel along that
But you can go really fast. I mean,
sure.
You know.
But, you know, the grapevine.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks so bad. And if there's any rain, it's just horrible.
Or snow.
It gets snow up there? Oh, yeah, that's terrible. It is the top of a mountain.
Mm. When we were driving, my mom goes, are we to the grapevine yet? I don't see any grapevines. And I'm like,
hilarious.
And then just as we're driving, there's the sign that says grape. Like, we're here. The end. Like, there's nothing out there that would make you go, oh, I get it.
Right.
Well, I guess middle of nowhere.
It's a twisty road.
Whatever. I don't know.
That's what I assumed. That's why they call it that.
But you don't know.
I don't. No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know either. And don't care. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Wine.com was sold to a squatter for just over $1 million.
Oh, wine.com would be a good... $1 million? If you've got some wine to sell, that would be the one you'd go buy, right?
Wine.com. Sarah, those are called life skills classes, and sadly, they're only taught in special ed classes. We need them in all general education classes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, life skills. Well, that's great.
But at a time when everything's getting cut, you think they're going to add anything?
Well.
Unlikely.
You know what's funny is, I don't know if they still do it. Now, remember, it was home ec and auto shop, and there was like a woodworking. We had all these classes that you could take. And they were, like, there would be some boys in home ec and some girls in auto shop. And
I did all those classes.
Like, yeah, like, vocational stuff is, I don't see why we're so anti that.
Like, I don't think we're anti it. I think the budgets have cut everything
say,
out.
The money, yeah, money in the school.
It just seems seems like those might be more valuable for certain kids. Like, there's certain kids who don't, they're not going to do calculus. Like, Vinny, yes, your hand is up.
Oh, I'm not going to do calculus. Right. I can't do it. I tried. I'm just going to. And coping skills, I'm figuring that out in the quad. You got a $2 doobie? You got, well, let's go get a
I'm
six
coping
pack.
With my sobriety right now.
You know, I mean, that was unfortunately the way my little pea brain figured out how to deal with things. Mm. It's coming up in the trash.
Hold on, let me grab it. It's I got the charts, so that'll be good. Seven mistakes that were not edited out of famous songs. Some of these are really cool. You'll hear them and go, I know that. Oh, that was a mistake. Funny. And more.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.